Immigration is expected to be on the agenda at tonight's third and final debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump in Las Vegas. It's an especially important topic in southwestern battleground states like Nevada and Arizona, where immigrants have played an increasingly important role in politics. Here at Now's Peter O'Dowd has been traveling along the U.S.-Mexico border, and he spent some time on an Arizona cattle ranch that has a front-row view of the issue.
The view is downright stunning from the inside of John Ladd's pickup truck.
We're on our ranch in Cochise County in the southeast corner of Arizona, and our ranch butts into Mexico. Our south fence is the Mexican border. That's the San Jose Mountain. That's what the ranch was named after in 1896 when my great-grandparents came and homesteaded. Hello there, baby.
We're driving through a herd of beef cows. Red Angus over there, a black Angus poking her nose at the window.
They think they're going to get fed. There's a bull right there with that spot on his shoulder.
The herd is chewing on grass imported from Africa in the 1930s. Today, it's cured into a golden yellow, waving knee-high in the wind. We're just outside the Sonoran Desert, elevation 4,500 feet, where the mesquite and creosote grow. It's anything but barren out here.
Ooh, look at that. What's that there?
That's a Cooper's hawk.
Wow.
We have a lot of wildlife, and that's all part of the deal, too.
But the San Jose Ranch is also ground zero for the ongoing debate this country is having over border security and immigration. Just this morning, Ladd says the Border Patrol spotted two men with heavy loads on their backs just a few yards from here.
This is one of the main corridors still for illegals, whether they're people or drugs. But
the road that we're on right here?
Well, that low spot, that's what we call a draw. But they're from those cottonwood trees all the way up into here is what wherever they think they can go without being seen, that's what they're going to do.
So it's like a corridor from the fence
coming
north.
Right.
He's taking me to a spot where the drug mules likely passed a few hours ago. Like ghosts in the night, you can't see them, but you know they're here.
All right, so what are we looking at here?
Well, this is because of that corridor coming through here. They cut the fence to start with, and then you fix it every day, and they cut the next morning. And so then when they really want to make you aware that they're coming through here, they just break the post.
Yeah, so we're looking at a barbed wire fence. It's just laying on the ground, it looks like, for several, maybe about 150 feet or something.
Yeah.
This is like a little cat and mouse game for you.
You bet. And this is their way of telling me, we want this area, don't fix it. So, I did for 20 years, and I can't do it. I got other things to do besides fix fence every day.
Huh. Do you feel like they're trying to intimidate you?
Yeah, maybe a little bit, but it's a serious deal. It's you want to keep fixing it, we're going to keep tearing it up. And so just let it go. I still call, I call the sheriff or the Border Patrol whenever I see them, and that's the way it's going to be. But I'm not going to try and stop them. But I think if there's one story, it's these people come through me every day and do this kind of damage, but they go live in other parts of they're in every city in America now. So welcome to America. If that's what you really want, these people coming in and living next to you, then so be it. But they do a lot of damage getting here.
And this is where the politics come in. That statement sounds a lot like something Donald Trump has said, something that has electrified this race.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're not sending you. They're not sending you. They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
It wasn't just the Mexicans that were offended, and the evidence shows there's no proof that immigrants commit more crimes than the rest of the population. But sometimes it's not the numbers that matter. It's what you see right in front of you. John Ladd says Trump's comments feel relevant. The number of migrants trespassing on his ranch has slowed in recent years, but drug smugglers, he sees those at least twice a week. and you wouldn't believe the way that some of them get into the country. To see that, we go about a mile down the road directly to the front line.
Well, John Ladd, here we are at the edge of America.
There you go.
Banging on the wall here. It seems to be pretty heavy-duty steel. But I have to say, there's a giant hole in this wall. What is this?
This is flood control. These are the Ballard wall, so they have 4x6 tubing 4 inches apart. Well, it collects debris in the floodwaters, and it builds up enough that it's starting to affect the integrity of the wall, so they came back in and put these floodgates up to protect their wall.
Well, John, if you and I were to sort of like get down on our hands and knees right here, we could go right underneath this barbed wire fence, and sure, we would be in Mexico really easily. I mean, there's nothing stopping anybody from getting through this wall.
That's right. And, you know, I don't want to go to Mexico, but a lot of people from Mexico want to come here.
When you hear Donald Trump talk about that big, beautiful wall that he's going to make Mexico pay for, is this what you have in mind?
No, I think it's a play on words. I think he's going to do it with economic sanctions. That he's going to wall the U.S., Mexico, and when he says make them pay for it, it's going to be in a tariff. And that goes back to all the American companies that have moved into Mexico because of cheap labor. So I don't believe he's going to build a 50-foot wall. I don't think that that's what he really means.
Well, let's say Donald Trump is able to build a wall from San Diego to Brownsville, Texas. Mm-hmm. Won't people just be able to do exactly what you're saying? Jump over it, go under it, just get sure through this little floodgate that we're standing right in front of right now?
Well, that's right. And you know, that so we need more Border Patrol. He said that. But the fact is, if you get enough Border Patrol, you don't need a wall. That's my opinion. Now, this is a waste of money. And if there's consequences for getting caught, it's going to stop.
But I want to ask you about that because I've been coming to the border for years. I see Border Patrol all over the place. I see a big fence. I see street lights here right by the border in the middle of nowhere. There's a radar installation up on the mountain over there on the bluff that we can see. How could you say that's not enough? That seems like a lot.
Well, the fact is that in-depth strategy is, you know, they compare it to a football team, and it's like a lineman and linebackers and free safety. Well, they've got it backwards. They've got more free safeties, a few linebackers, and hardly anybody on the line. And that's the problem. There is not enough agents on the border.
Now, there are more than 20,000 Border Patrol agents in the United States, a number that has more than doubled in 15 years, and the vast majority work near Mexico. While we were talking, several rolled by in their green and white pickup trucks. So did John Ladd's neighbor.
This is Bill Odle. Let's see your ID.
Your name is Bill Pell?
Oh, no tengo.
Odell leans out of his truck window and asks in Spanish if we have papers. A little border humor, I guess. Odell's retired. He lives on a few acres with his wife. And I ask him if he agrees with John Ladd that Donald Trump is better for the border than Hillary Clinton.
I wouldn't throw in with her for anything.
Do you like Trump's policies on immigration?
In comparison, definitely yes. But I think we should definitely shut down all immigration until all these people can be checked. The answer is, well, you can't check all these people. Well, then they don't come in. I'm not talking just from Syria. I'm talking from any place.
Do you think your opinion is shaped by where you live right here along the border?
Well, it has to be.
Because why? Still, because you see what's happening here?
My house is 385 feet back from the international boundary. I've been looking south and got a call from a neighbor who lives on the other side of the river and say, hey, we've got a couple of people behind your house.
Yeah, another agent here.
Hey, good.
Well, is that why? I noticed you have a handgun there on your console. Is that why you carry one?
I do because I can. Pretty much just seeing guys in dark clothing with 20-kilo packs on their backs and they're not hauling tortillas or piñatas. Yeah.
Both Odell and Ladd may be disappointed on Election Day because Trump's policies have angered many people at the border. A new poll out today shows Hillary Clinton beating Trump by 5 points in this traditionally red state. In my next report, I'll go to the other side of the wall, where Mexican citizens are watching this election with fear at the prospect of a Trump presidency. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd, reporting outside Bisbee, Arizona.